Lutzen 99er and 39er mountain bike races are in the books for another year. In just a few short years, the event has grown to be one of the largest and most well-loved mountain bike races in the Midwest. Congratulations to the visionaries who conceived and nurtured this event that drew close to 1,500 racers this year, along with countless supporting friends and family. So many West End riders ride in the race now, it's impossible to list them all here. There's no doubt that between the 99er and the new YMCA, the population as a whole has become noticeably more physically fit in the last couple of years. Two young West End athletes made it to the winner's podium this year. Molly Ryder of Lutzen took first place in the 20 to 29-year-old age class in the 39er, and Eiley Larson, also of Lutzen, took first place in the 20 to 29-year-old age class in the 99er. Both young women rode part of the race with their fathers, Tom Ryder and Mike Larson, respectively. Their proud, if tired, fathers joined them on the podium to celebrate their daughters' accomplishments. Molly Ryder is considering a trip out west to participate in the Leadville 100-mile mountain bike race in August. She's continued training hard since her victory at the Lutzen 39er, although she's currently sporting some road rash that she suffered on a recent 80-mile training ride. After 80 miles of technical trail riding, she fell in her own driveway. Considering the stiff competition that they successfully faced, both women have a bright future in mountain bike racing, if they choose to pursue it. The Bloodmobile is scheduled for one of its regular visits at Zohr Lutheran Church in Tofte. Blood donations will be accepted from 2:30 p.m. through 6 p.m. on Monday, July 14th. If you'd like to help out with this crucial community service, call Polly Erickson at 663-7398, or you can always contact WTIP for more information. So many good things are happening in the West End and all of Cook County that sometimes I have to pinch myself. The overall quality of life here, for such a small community, is incredible. I give a lot of credit to WTIP for raising the level of community conversation on a wide range of issues. When a community problem arises, the radio station explores it in detail, not as a trumped-up us-versus-them controversy, but in a thorough and nuanced way that includes all the interests and points of view. In my opinion, WTIP has dramatically strengthened the social contract, allowing us to better come together as a community and actually get things done. Now, if we could only get Congress to listen to North Shore Community Radio. Earlier in the week, Jenny Lamb from Schroeder was camping on the Sawbill Campground, along with her daughter Hallie and Leela and Hayden Gettle from Lutzen. The daughter-mom camping trip was just for one night during this busiest of seasons in the West End. When the Sawbill crew members gathered at our house that night for our weekly crew meeting, we were surprised to find a large plateful of still warm walleye fillets on the kitchen counter, with a note that said, "Walleyes. With love, Jenny Lamb." A big thank you to the highly skilled Lamb and Gettle fishing women from the Sawbill crew. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.